This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in here if you want to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
Ooh, I like those rolled R's.
Yeah, I got two of them in there. Reverend.
And Mark.
All right, we'll talk about whatever you want to discuss, but first up in the news. Oh, and coming up, Captain Kickass, you've got a story about the military quarantine. You want to talk about an ultimate lockdown? That's what they've done, apparently.
And yeah, if, I have this thing because they have some important information that I'd like to share within this article about what happened.
Yep, and this is, by the way, as other cities and apparently entire states now are reordering re-lockdowns.
Yep.
So it's back. Not that it ever really went away in any significant manner, but now it's worse.
Well,
so
I believe Biden has suggested a national lockdown.
Yeah, 4 to 6 weeks is his advisor guy. Yeah,
so we'll
it's going to be a lot of fun. I want to thank every Biden voter out there.
Well, it's not over yet, right? The official numbers haven't come in yet from the Electoral College. Trump is supposedly...
It's not certified.
I, however, would not like to thank them.
Right.
Trump is suing, apparently, in a few states. It could be that they have some sort of Hail Mary at the very end, but...
Well, like a solar flare engulfing Earth is less likely.
Yes.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Right. There's a chance. There is a chance. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I don't know which. What do you call them? Old.
Crooked old pervert. Yeah.
Would be better or worse for. Well, anybody who lives under their rule, but I just don't want anybody to rule me. Things.
Yeah, me neither. But that's not what they want. Again, it doesn't matter who wins. We will lose. There will be less freedom to be had in the U.S. And hopefully at some point the U.S. will break up and we'll see secession and all that. But in the meanwhile, they've got all kinds of rules they want to shove down your throat. And this guy, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who... I don't know if he's even still working. Does he still work for the Trump administration, or did they fire him or whatever? I don't know. But at one point, this was like the top doctor that the government was saying, you got to listen and do
well,
what
he's saying.
How
come he only appeared after COVID? Where was this guy for... You know, the rest of Trump's term or whatever, if he was Trump's, health advisor, right? Well, yeah, but there's still plenty. I mean, if the government is going to make it their responsibility to be concerned about every citizen's health in some way, shape, or form, and appoint the entire country a frickin' doctor,
well, but do you
right?
know the
you should probably
General's
hear
name?
Of him. No, I don't.
Right. So he isn't the other one. Well, there is a somebody general.
Surgeon general?
Surgeon general.
That's not what he was?
No.
What the hell was he?
He's like the administration's epidemiologist, basically. So there's all kinds of doctors for all kinds of jobs, and he's the doctor for that job.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why the world has had this mass hysteria around these lockdowns, because we've tried this, and the best we can tell by looking at them, like if you actually look at the numbers and trust the experts... These lockdowns have been of mitigable effect.
How do you trust the experts when experts disagree?
Right, exactly.
Well, I think the article about the quarantine for the military that we've got on deck will shed some light on that very topic, Mark.
I think so, too. So this Dr. Fauci guy, New York Post, reporting that he's got new coronavirus guidance. Quote, do what you're told.
Yeah.
Unquote.
Nice.
In an interview Thursday, the coronavirus task force member and infectious disease expert pushed back on the notion that scientists were authoritarian for promoting strict lockdowns and social distancing measures. That is the definition of authoritarianism, where they tell you what to do or else you'll be punished. And some scientists are definitely authoritarians. Others are not. There's right. the Barrington Declaration, the Great Barrington mm-hmm. Declaration with thousands of signatures on it, some of whom are not, you know, science or doctor people, but many of whom are.
Over 300 of them are.
I think there's more than that.
3,000 maybe?
Yeah, I think it's 3,000. Thousands, yeah, thousands of them from all around the planet saying, yeah, we disagree with these lockdowns. We disagree with all these mandates. So, of course, the ones that work for the government are going to agree with it. That's how they got the job. They're people who are in search of power. They think they know so much about science or medicine or whatever that their viewpoint should be inflicted on people with a threat of violence. Because that's what happens with government. It's
yeah,
violence.
I learned this at a young age. I'm from Florida, as are you, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
And every year there would be some kind of tropical storm blow through.
Sure. Just had one last week, I think.
And it didn't matter even where in the state it happened. That was the time to shine for the weatherman. Right? I mean, this you just learned that you just couldn't believe what the predictions were, and the weatherman was going to get out there, and he was going to push this moment for all that it's worth,
mm-hmm.
because his career depends on it. How's he going to go from being a weatherman in Sarasota, Florida, to being a weatherman in Tampa, or maybe even go crazy, maybe Houston, or possibly New York City, or whatever, move up the ladder. And make more money and do these sorts of things. Well, he's got to make a name for himself. And he's not going to make a name for himself by going on and predicting the weather in a state where it doesn't snow. I mean, you know, nobody watched the weather in Florida. You keep an umbrella in your trunk and you're covered. You know, you don't need to worry about the weather. And so the weatherman would always make a big deal when it was his time to make a big deal. And that's what I see with this pandemic thing. The epidemiologist that said, you know, this isn't that big of a deal, I wouldn't say that big of a deal. The epidemiologist has said, well, so far we've run the numbers and we've been off by more than a factor of 10, sometimes as high as a factor of 50. And I'm beginning to think that maybe these models that we have are broken and perhaps these lockdowns are overprescribed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a lockdown should only be used in a location where, you know, they're foreseeing a problem with ICU beds. And by the way, if a city is having a problem with ICU beds at this point, that's just bad management. You've had almost a full year to figure it out.
That's true.
I mean, it's not like a bed. The hospitals are basically empty.
Well,
people aren't going for procedures. So.
They did go and by they I mean the government. Certain governments went and actually found, you know, new locations to set up temporary hospitals and
yep.
all that kind of stuff. They would set up, you know, in sports arenas or, you know, closed schools, ships. They'd roll a ship into a place. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. And then nothing happened. So they tore them all down and went home. You know, and pack up the band. You know,
right.
So, but with your example with the weatherman, there are, at least that I've ever heard of in the United States, there are no weathermen that have the so-called authority to force you to stay home, right? Like,
right.
they can't just order you.
They do sort of, right? Like, because they get to, if the weatherman manages to whip up the hurricane as it's going to be terrible badly enough, then a local sheriff locks down the county, or the local police chief locks down the city, forces an evacuation of the barrier islands or whatever. It's basically at the word of the weatherman.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. And maybe the government weatherman with the National Weather Service. So they do have some government weathermen out there. So the 79-year-old suggested the American spirit of independence had gotten in the way, and the nation needed to follow their orders whether they liked it or not. Quote, I was talking with my UK colleagues who are saying the UK is similar to where we are now because each of our countries have that independent spirit. Unquote. Fauci said during a panel with other experts in Washington, D.C., he said, as reported by CNBC, quote, I can understand that, but now is the time to do what you're told.
Man, if either England or the United States had the independent spirit that this guy claims got in the way, all of these decisions would be being made by individuals. Do you want to lock down? Do you want to stay home? Do you want to isolate yourself until this thing, you know, passes over or until a vaccine? Well, then you're welcome to do that. Do you not want to do that? Okay, well, you're welcome to do that as well, right? These decisions would be being made on an individual basis if either of those two geographic areas had the independent spirit, which I posit they do not.
It's, if it does exist, it barely exists. There are only a scant few people across
more of it here in New Hampshire than in the rest of the United States.
I don't think they're, I think that they'd be unwise to do a lockdown right now because
they're doing it.
Well, in certain locations, but in other locations, if people are just breaking the lockdown, then they just, like, you know, remember when they said that certain places are ungovernable just a few months ago regarding the same issue?
More coming up here. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. What happened to the independent spirit? Is it still there?
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch and itch, and they started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial in toll free, and we're not telling you what to do, but that's what the government goons are doing.
You must dial toll free, 855-450-3733, whether you want to or not.
It's your government duty. You got this Fauci character who's saying that he's telling people that the independent spirit has gotten in the way of good health. And therefore, it's time for Americans to do what they're told and obey the state, obey their masters in government, because, you know, they serve you or something like. So how is it that the person who supposedly serves you gets to tell you what to do?
When you work, when you read that bit during the first segment and your tease for this article, all I could hear while you were talking about it was, F you, I won't do what you tell me. The song, of course.
Right.
It seems like these, I don't know the reason they hold on to this lockdown thing. There aren't good numbers. If the lockdown.
The numbers are up.
Really
numbers
worked.
Are up. Cases are up.
You'd be able to point at lockdowns and say, this worked, and it worked by this percentage.
Well, no, he's saying it would work if people would just do what they're told.
Back in March, people were doing what they were told.
Not enough of them. You need to do everything they tell you to do. You can't go out. You can't business.
I mean, like, the funny thing is that they left grocery stores open, and then people continue to go to grocery stores. I don't know how it all continues to
spread. How the hell are you going to eat if you don't do that?
Well,
you got a garden? Because there's not, most people don't.
If they really wanted a two-week, like, global lockdown, and they really made it harsh, that would be interesting to see what those would do to the numbers.
I'll tell you what, I'm not eating government cheese again, okay? I was a poor kid growing up, and there was a bit of time where my mom's, you know, single and on the welfare, and we had the government cheese. We had frickin' powdered milk, right? It was a box. It kind of looked like the instant mashed potatoes, but it was powdered milk. We didn't have real milk. We had powdered milk.
Powdered milk at our house, too, but it was largely in case we didn't get fresh milk.
No, this was government powdered milk, yes, along with the government cheese, which were both horrible products, by the way.
If you want to know what a total lockdown will do, Mark, Captain has those numbers. We've actually got that because the military did one.
Yeah, and complete obedience, by the way, right? So if
you're
you
in the military,
you
can't break those rules.
If you wanted to find out, even this is from the American Institute for Economic Research.
Hold that thought. We'll get into it. But first, Jerome is on the line, and I do want to bring him on here. Jerome in South Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I just like to bring up something. You know, you were talking about the virus.
Yeah.
And, you know, skepticism of it.
No. I have skepticism over the government, and I don't really care about the virus.
Okay. 130 agents, Secret Service agents tested positive or on quarantine for the virus.
How many of them died?
Let me ask you this.
How many of them died?
They didn't go into all of that.
Because they didn't.
Hopefully none of them.
Because you know if they died, there'd be headlines. Secret Service agent dies.
Hopefully none of them. Okay.
See what Trump did?
Yeah, there was one headline about the kindergartner who died of COVID.
Right.
To, like, scare hopefully people. One whole kindergartner.
Hey, hopefully none of them, okay? Look, I heard a comment.
Well, I wouldn't shed any tears.
I heard a comment this week on local radio by this clown named Charlie James. He said COVID-19 was a blessing to the Democratic Party so they could use this to help get Trump out of office. We had nothing to do with this.
A blessing doesn't mean that you had something to do with it. A blessing means that the Democratic Party benefited from it.
Right. They've used it forward their agenda.
They were pounding 200,000 people. Trump has killed 200,000 people. That sounds very much like a blessing, doesn't it?
That is a disgusting comment, all right, for someone to say. Because they haven't been affected by it.
Whatever your feelings about it, is it true? Disgusting or not, is the comment true?
It's not true. No. I'm not, look, was it? Look, you guys, you talk about dirty. What about them trying to use Biden's son, man?
Oh, I'm not. Ho. You will not get me to say that one party is less dirty than the others. Politics is a yucky, yucky game. And it's only going to get worse by the sounds of it as time goes by. I mean, we're descending into idiocracy in my very lifetime.
But here, let me just say, what's the politician's favorite thing? Never let a good crisis go to waste.
Right.
I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, what kind of politician you are, what kind of party you represent. If you're a politician and you let a good crisis go to waste, then that makes you a bad politician.
Look, this all comes off from his doorstep. He's the one that had the secret little confab with Bob Woodward where he said, hey, Bob, I know it's really bad. Okay, I know it's really deadly. And then he gets up in front of, maybe 300 million people on television, depending on who's watching.
But who's Bob Woodward?
Oh, no. The writer, the guy that wrote the book about him.
Yeah.
About so, Trump?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, Trump being in office. And he gets up in front of everybody and says, don't worry about it. It's a Democratic hoax. It's going to go away.
But that's not his. I mean, look, Trump is putting on a mask. He's jumping through the hoops. He's telling people to, you know, follow orders.
It's called a lie.
That's politics.
Why would he put on a mask if he said if he actually believes, don't worry about it?
Look, 130 Secret Service agents tested positive.
All right. You're repeating yourself at this point, Jerome. Who cares?
Where do you think they got it from?
I don't care if Secret Service agents tested positive.
Yes,
I don't.
Well, everybody's going to test positive.
Trump isn't patient zero for COVID. Trump got it from somebody, too, presumably a Secret Service agent.
No, he got it from not listening to those idiot doctors, that, you know, to help save his miserable life when he had to go in the hospital.
How about all the people who've been staying at home, Jerome, and have gotten the COVID anyway? In fact, we're going to get into that coming up here, and thank you for the call tonight, because there are a lot of people that have had this spread to them, even though they've been locked down.
Well, and, like, it's my opinion that pretty much everybody's going to test positive for it at some point.
Well, I don't intend to take the test.
Because even if they do develop a vaccine, show me a point in history where, like, a vaccine eradicated a disease.
Well, the smallpox.
Okay. Did it eradicate the disease, or did humans develop an immunity?
It eradicated the disease.
Okay.
Yeah.
So outside of that,
What my challenge on the vaccine would be is that where is the vaccine for the common cold? So
right.
The common cold is a coronavirus, or at least. So there's several things that are called the common cold.
Did the flu virus or the flu vaccine, you know, kill the flu virus?
No, there's so many differences. Yeah, there's so many different things called the flu,
right.
Influenza,
but also a coronavirus.
Not a coronavirus. No, flu vaccine's different. But the common cold is a coronavirus. One of the things called the common cold is a coronavirus.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So far, we haven't seen a vaccine for that at all. And we have really no evidence that a vaccine at this point is anything but a sugar water shot where they say, circle, circle, dot, dot, now you've got your cootie shot. And they pat you on the fanny and send you on home
right.
to make you feel better.
You've gone through your religious ritual for the state, and now you're okay.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay, citizen. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Just do what you're told. 855-450-3733, because, you know, obeying the arbitrary diktats of government goons has always done good things for people. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, you can join us, and we'll find out what happens when the military does a total lockdown. Captain Kickass will explain the results in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin breaks 16,000 as Congress is poised to pump even more unbacked dollars into the market. John McAfee pumps Ghost, his crypto token, from prison. Threats from the SEC? Ignored. New Wyoming Congresswoman is a Bitcoin holder. Law enforcement moves long dormant Silk Road Bitcoin billion. Trump and Biden tied over who stinks more for crypto. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Republicans suffered setbacks to court challenges over the presidential election in three battleground states. A federal appeals court rejected an effort to block about 9,300 mail-in ballots that arrived after Election Day in Pennsylvania. The judges noted the vast disruption and unprecedented challenges facing the nation during the COVID-19 pandemic as they upheld the three-day extension. More than 15 legal challenges have been filed in the Keystone State by either Republican surrogates or the Trump campaign as they seek to reclaim Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes. In Michigan, a judge refused to stop the certification of Detroit area election results, rejecting claims the city had committed fraud and tainted the count with its handling of absentee ballots. In Arizona, a judge dismissed a Trump campaign lawsuit seeking the inspection of ballots in the Phoenix area. This is USA Radio News. Some military leaders are admitting that they threw some whoppers at President Trump when it comes to military numbers. The details from Tim Berg at USA Radio Network's Phoenix Bureau.
Jim Jeffrey, the United States' retiring special representative to Syria and the special envoy in the fight against ISIS, confirmed on Thursday that he and other senior administration officials routinely misled President Trump on troop levels in the Middle East. Jeffrey, speaking to Defense One, explains how he was, despite President Trump's promise to withdraw Americans from endless Middle East engagements, was able to convince the president to commit to keeping between 200 and 400 troops in the region to secure oil fields held by U.S. allies and other strategic positions. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Dow closed Friday up 399 points, the Nasdaq up 119 points, the S&P 500 up 48. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. You dial in toll free. You bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. And we have our Matrix chat server. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. Over at chat.lrn.fm. That's actually not the server itself. It's a web page that gives you instructions on how to connect to the server. In fact, on the Matrix server, I just made a new room called Federated Chat. What does that mean? It means that people from the rest of the Matrix, there's all these different servers out there running the same server software, and they are federated together, meaning that you can connect from one to the next if the server allows you to.
Is that like in the movies and the comic books where they connect two different universes?
Yeah, think about it like that.
All right.
It's a portal.
Yeah, exactly. It's a portal from one server to the next. And so, but the way most of our rooms are set up is to only allow people from our server in those rooms. But now there's a room specifically, there's actually a few of them, that will allow anybody in from anywhere else in the Matrix. We're experimenting with federation right now. You can go and check out the Matrix server. Go to chat.lrn.fm. And coming up, we'll talk about the military doing a total lockdown. This is ideally what people like Fauci would want to do to the rest of us, which is have us obey every little diktat from these government goons, and we'll explain what happened in the case of the military's little experiment coming up here in just a moment. And if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we got Jay-Z up first in Manchester, New Hampshire. Jay-Z, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hilarious. Let's go with Charles.
Okay, Charles, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to share the good cheer and the blessings of being in New Hampshire. I recently moved. I moved to New Hampshire in the past 2 weeks, and you and I have actually met before. And I just want to share with everyone on your radio station how amazing and special New Hampshire of a place is. Those government goons you were mentioning are going to have a hard time telling 5,000 libertarians to sit up and or shut up and sit down.
Tell me, Charles, where you came from.
I am a D.C. refugee, so I escaped the swamp, per se.
The District of Criminals.
I was in the suburbs.
Wow. So what were you doing in D.C. for work, and could you find similar work in New Hampshire? How'd that work out for you?
Let me tell you some of the amazing things that I've come across when coming in New Hampshire. I'm a massage therapist, and 2020 was the year of everyone losing their jobs. I was listening to your radio show talking about how you met 12 people who, and all of them lost their jobs. I'm one of those people as well. And I came up to New Hampshire, and within 2 weeks, I got accepted for a job, and I'm starting on Friday. So,
jobs are a dime a dozen right now. I mean, anybody that wants to work can find work. You throw a stone, and you're gonna hit five different businesses that have help wanted signs in their windows or
they're
are
putting
hiring.
Up bandit signs on the side of the road. You know, like warehouse work, $18 an hour,
$15 an hour for some things, and so people definitely need work. There's businesses that can't open to the hours that they want to because they can't find. It's not because of corona per se. It's because they can't find people willing to work during those hours. There's a 24-hour restaurant I know of that's not 24 hours right now because they don't have the workers. So it's crazy.
I don't know if the workers are waiting for that $600 a week to come back.
I don't know
what
they're doing. Charles, so what was the inspiration? Was there some sort of a straw that broke the camel's back? What was it that made you finally decide, all right, I'm leaving D.C. I'm coming to New Hampshire as part of this freedom migration?
Certainly 2020 and the over encroachment of the government on us, the will of the people. When they locked down Virginia, where I was, because I was in a little farm area of the D.C. area, and when they locked us down, I didn't have any work, and because I kind of have a weird setup, so I wasn't able to get the sweet, sweet government, milk. Mm-hmm. So they left me starving, and I was living with a girlfriend, and I was just kind of looking at my life, and it's one of those things where it's like you have to look at life and go, is this what I want the rest of my life, to be stuck in the middle of nowhere with no community of people who are going to resist against the tyrannical force that is bearing down on us?
Were you like the only person in your circle of friends there in D.C. who was, maybe opposing the idea of mask mandates or lockdowns or anything like that? Did you feel kind of lonely, or did you have any backup?
I maybe had, yes, I was kind of lonely to a degree, because ultimately I have one friend, but it's even hard to chat with him because he's kind of a hardcore conservative, and while I don't necessarily disagree with, I'm not trying to get in a fight with anyone, but it's hard to have conversations with people sometimes when they're so dogmatic.
Tell me what's different. I mean, you've been here for 2 weeks. You're calling from Manchester, New Hampshire. You made the migration here from D.C. successfully. What are some of the striking differences that, really kind of you noticed right away?
Well, I don't know if it's because I'm in a better mood or it's the people around here. I'm sure your thoughts do create your own reality. But let me tell you, pretty much everywhere I've been going, I've been getting smiles. And, some people are masked up, but I often find if I'm shopping, there are other guests who are not wearing masks. And we're having a great time. We're chatting. We're laughing. We're having a blast. And for me, I've never seen McDonald's. Where I'm working, the McDonald's right next to my new place of business is hiring for $13 an hour. Let me tell you, I know the minimum wage here is probably $7 or $8. I know it's not $13. So
yeah, right. And nobody
McDonald's
pays paid it.
How can McDonald's be able to pay someone $13 an hour if it's higher than the minimum wage? People are complaining, but they're not willing to work. They're not willing to put the nose to the grindstone, per se.
Yeah, there's probably some place in northern New Hampshire out in the sticks with a McDonald's where somebody's getting paid minimum wage, perhaps. I don't know. It could be. But what we are is proof positive that the minimum wage is a pointless activity of Mickey Mouse economics. You don't need it. There shouldn't be a national minimum wage, in so much as obviously people in rural Mississippi don't need to get paid what people in New York City or Anchorage or, you know, like, it's just different economies need a different wage for different things, and they need that flexibility. But in New Hampshire, I don't know anybody who's getting paid the minimum wage.
So you're saying, Charles, that people were, like, having a good time. You're talking with people in the aisles at the grocery store or the McDonald's or wherever, and it seems like a different kind of a vibe. Are you saying that, like, in D.C., everything is subdued, everyone's quiet, they're just shuffling? Like, is it a big contrast? Is that what you're saying?
It's funny you mention. I was really in the District of Criminals to a degree because being about 20 minutes in the suburbs of D.C., pretty much connected to, with the majority of government contractors or their cronies. And let me just tell you, no one's very happy around there. The cost of living is outrageous. People are pretty miserable. It just wasn't a lot of good cheer to be spread around. Pretty much everyone keeps to themselves, and saying hello to your neighbor is maybe a thing of the past. I was able to experience that a little bit more later on, but compared to here, it's like a huge difference.
Isn't that interesting? Because, like, when I walk around, I find it depressing here. Like, there's so many people that are in masks. And to me, the feel of New Hampshire has changed over the last year because it was more like, to me, what you're describing, whereas previously it wouldn't be uncommon to share a smile and a quick conversation with somebody in an aisle at a grocery store. Somebody asks you a question about whatever, right? Or you're just saying hello to somebody and making eye contact with them as you're walking down the street. I don't see those things happening like they used to. People seem to be masked up most for the most part, but it's interesting having somebody come here from the outside, and we had this experience with these guys that were here last night, the dozen people that are visiting from all around the Northeast here in Keene this weekend, and actually they're in the Seacoast tonight, but these folks, and there's guys that have come up from Connecticut over the last few weeks to visit us, they're like, wow, it's so great here by comparison to, you know, where I'm coming from. I'm like, man, it's terrible here. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, to us, it's awful because it's not what it was a year ago.
Perspective is everything with that regard. But, Charles, I just want to say welcome and thank you for coming here and joining us.
Yeah, feel free to call in again with any other observations as, like, the new guy. You know, what are some of the differences? What are some of the striking contrasts that you'll be noticing? And I appreciate your call tonight, Charles, and welcome again to New Hampshire. That's awesome. I love this. People are coming here in, I would say, record numbers recently, certainly to visit, and I think also to move as well.
Hopefully.
I think we're going to see that accelerate over the next few months. 855-450 free like freedom.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the military did a total lockdown, and we'll give you the results here in just a moment. It's Ian, Captain Kickass, and Mark in the studio. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want here. I do want to tell you about Bitcoin.com, where you can go to learn the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency in general. Just go to Bitcoin.com, click on the Getting Started or Get Started area there, and you can watch a 2 or 3 minute long video that'll give you the basics about how and what it is that makes Bitcoin so special and makes it such a world-changing technology. And once you get the grasp on that, and it's not hard, you're just going to spend a little bit of time. There's other videos if you want to dig in deeper, but 2 or 3 minutes, it's really all you need, and you will have the basic understanding you need to learn about these things, and then you might be tantalized to learn more, in which case there's a ton of stuff and information there, including their news site over at news.bitcoin.com, updated every day with new, fresh information from across the planet about the world of cryptocurrency. It's bitcoin.com. Let's go to BJ. He's in Columbia, South Carolina, listening to WQXL-FM. Go ahead, BJ.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for taking the call.
Certainly. Go ahead.
I called because I heard another person from South Carolina call and was listening to what he had to say. And I've heard this man on several occasions, spew vitriol about certain politicians. Now, as a qualifier, I am not a registered political party anything. Okay. I'm a registered voter. But this man seems to spew out these things that this person said and that person said, and he's speaking about Trump tonight. And I'd like to maybe hear some of his sources, because these things I've never heard, and I'm pretty in tune to them.
What were you specifically referring to when you say you've never heard? Was there one or two things in specific that you've never heard?
Well, he was talking about the COVID and how Trump was encouraging somebody, or he was speaking with somebody about something, and a writer or giving an interview, and he said such and such and such. And you know, this is Jerome's pretty good, because I've never heard it from anybody else, never read it anywhere. So I'm kind of wondering, you know, I know he is a partisan.
Yes, he is.
I just it irks me the way he just spews nonsense. And
well,
it's
but
not
Jerome
just your
is,
show.
Is.
I've heard him on other shows.
Sure. Jerome is just an example of your typical partisan, right? Somebody who has thrown in their lot with one particular camp, and, you know, whatever that camp says, they're going to go ahead and parrot what they say. And oh, the other side is bad. You know, whatever it is that they do, your camp is always right. The other camp is always bad. It's very tribal kind.
Even when your camp is wrong, you must protect your camp because it's righter than the other side. Mm-hmm. And if you don't stand with your camp, then the other camp will win. And it's basically what politics tries to make us into.
Toting the party line, right?
And I remember Rush Limbaugh at one point going on the air and saying he was no longer going to carry water for the Republicans, and then the next day carrying water
for the Republicans.
Because this is the conundrum. If you believe that one party is superior to the other, and you're going to just sort of end up, naturally gravitating to that, because why not? And really what happens is that, you know, there's plenty of people in both parties that are just political animals that are in it to enrich themselves, to punish the people that they don't like and to reward the people that they do. And that's just the nature of politics, and has been for a very long time. And somehow we all get tricked into this notion that, well, we need them. But yeah, they're liars and thieves, and in some cases,
can't trust them.
Killers. And you can't trust them, and I wouldn't let them. I wouldn't let them hold my wallet, let alone watch my kids,
right,
or whatever. But we have to have them.
No, we don't.
Well, that may be, and all that is true, you know. But at one point in your life, you decide, hey, I need to do my own homework, and I need to know what's really going on. Mm-hmm. I noticed Jerome. There was a news story that came out about Nancy Pelosi having her big dinner for to welcome the new Congress people, I'm sure no masks will be involved, once they get behind the closed doors.
There weren't a Gavin Newsom's event. Gavin Newsom had an event.
Right out in the open. Yeah.
He was not complying with his own rules and then had to come out and, you know, sing mea culpa before the audience.
Masks for me, not for thee, not for me.
That's exactly what it's all about. He took that mask off knowing that he was taking it off and hoping that he wouldn't get caught, because he's done it hundreds of times before, and he's got people locked down. I mean, this guy has the audacity, the hubris to lock you down.
Yeah.
But, doesn't want to follow his
own rules. He didn't have much hubris when he got gas.
BJ, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. And I tell you what, Jerome gets more phone calls than I would say the average topic on Free Talk Live. Every time he calls in, people have something to say. In fact, there was another call that I wanted to talk about.
I can't wait till he moves to New Hampshire.
I don't think he's going to.
I'm going to put him on the air. Put him on the air. He's a divisive host. I like him.
Yeah, he's not a libertarian. We don't need him moving to New Hampshire.
Oh, we've had people who aren't.
They shouldn't move here. They should stay where they are. Thank you for the call, BJ. I appreciate
him.
Sure, I can like him from afar. Like, we don't need to encourage people who are not liberty-minded to move here. In fact, we need to discourage people. In fact, we need to encourage the status to leave New Hampshire. Be like, hey, you know, you're not far from Vermont and Massachusetts.
Can we start, like, the evil alternate universe of the Free State Project?
Oh, yeah. We already have the Nanny State Project where you move to...
No, it was called the Free Lunch Project.
Where you convince people to move out of the state of New Hampshire?
Yeah. There was the Nanny State Project was specifically Massachusetts.
Oh, really?
Okay, I don't recall that one.
That was way long before. But, yeah, I mean, you know, New Hampshire is such a small state, you're always no more than 35 miles from Utopia if you're a statist. Go on!
Is there a New Hampshire town called Utopia?
No. Utopia is, Maine, Vermont, or Massachusetts.
Yeah, see, everybody claims that the libertarians and the anarchists are they want this utopian society. When, mm-hmm. No, it's actually the opposite of that. It's if you believe that having a government is the way to solve your problems, then you are a utopian because you believe that that is the correct way, even though it doesn't work.
Right. You think that violence is going to make things better? Because that's what the government gang
does. If we just apply the right amount of violence to our problems, we can solve them.
Let's talk to Bad Slave. He's on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy.
Hey.
Yo. How you doing?
You're on the air.
All right. Great. Thank you. You guys keep forgetting to mention, you know, Jerome just, you know, was bitching about cases. And, I don't know, 120 or whatever the number was. The test that they do, the PCR test, which is the one that they can do quickly, is bogus. At best, is 50% accurate.
Didn't Elon Musk just tweet out that he got four tests and like two of them came back positive and two of them came back negative?
We know somebody who got a positive rating on a test they didn't take.
Right in the Elon Musk's own domain. Listen, you've got to tell Jerome, at least half of those are false positives, and the numbers have been reduced by 94% of that 220,000 number for the death rate. Count, I should say.
But what do you mean they've been reduced?
Yeah. No, they say it's like, you know, a little over 9,000, 10,000 is the real COVID death.
Oh, I see.
Oh, so all the other deaths were a comorbidity, and they just happen to have COVID. Right. I got you.
The Center for Disease Control released a list that said, it's probably up to close to 10,000 at this point, if not 10,000, that there were only 10,000 deaths that only listed COVID as the cause of death.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is a very important thing. It's not that I'm looking for grandmas around the country to be dead or anything. My mother's 79 years old. Obviously, I don't want her to get it. But, I mean, when you start looking at who's getting COVID, it's often people, the median age is 80, or it was at one point. So you're talking about 80-year-olds with diabetes who are morbidly obese. It's not like they're going to live long anyway.
I don't think you get to 80 if you're morbidly obese to begin with. But some of the people that were younger that had problems were morbidly obese, from what I understand. More coming up. Thank you, Bad Slate, for your call. We got hour two next. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me. Is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.